Good morning. 7:24 a.m. Thursday, August the 13th, 2026. Here on a mostly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's been raining, so we have humidity. Temperature's still pretty cool. It's like 66, 68. The sun was not out for the first part of the walk. It unfortunately came out just as I was making my turn to walk westward, shining full on my back. And I looked at the rainy weather and the cool temperatures and the dark. I thought, oh, well, today I can wear my hoodie, which I have. Yeah, that was perhaps overly ambitious on my part. There was a cool breeze blowing straight down West 20th Street, right in my face, which helped a great deal. Ah, be that as it may, a very laid back 3-day yesterday enjoyed it a great deal. Didn't like the glucose numbers, but not every day can be a great day. I'm still fine-tuning my ability to predict what a particular food might do. Grocery shopping later this morning. I have some new recipes to try, including a lentil salad and I looked up how to make a balsamic vinaigrette, and it's pretty much what I thought, except that every vinaigrette I looked up had Dijon mustard, and I thought, what? So I'll pick up a little jar of Dijon mustard today. See if I can't make a proper vinaigrette. Some lemons. I want to make a lemon vinaigrette for the lentils. Balsamic would be just too dark. All right. The benefit of the hoodie is that I get to put stuff in the pockets. So the recorder is not being jammed into my hip pocket. It's just flopping along beside me. I'm feeling loggy this morning. One of those days where every step is an effort, as opposed to the days where the miles just fade away. My legs are feeling the second mile. I'm not exactly sure why. Just one of those days, I suppose. I had a good breakfast. I had a nice cheese omelet. Quite tasty. Some salsa, which made my nose run. It's still running. Old man's nose, about the only thing that can run still. Realized in a few weeks I'm going to be 74 years old. How did I last this long? I should have been dead twice before I was 30. Luck. Dumb ass luck. Walking, not talking, it's just too many cars. And my brain is completely blank. My legs seem to be working better, that's a good thing. Perhaps all the protein from breakfast is finally kicking in. I should be counting calories. Probably get on the scale and see if it's changed any. I've had to tighten my belt a little, but I'm not sure that's terribly significant on the grand scheme of things. I don't know if you call them a web belt or a braided belt, I mean, a cloth belt, heavy fabric belt with a cinch clasp on it. So you stick the loose end in, tighten the cinch, and it pulls against the cinch, and the cinch holds it in place. Tongue may be half an inch longer than it usually is, where it extends from the far side of the buckle. Does that mean anything? I don't know. I don't know. Oh my God. Oh yeah, that explains a lot. I just looked down the side street where the sun has only now peaked above the tree line and shining on the wet tar down in that cul-de-sac. And these great billows of moisture coming out from the tar. So yeah, that explains part why it's feeling kind of humid, because it's kind of humid. Holy crap. There, we were supposed to get some more. I hope we do. I saw somebody else who's on Mastodon here in Northern Colorado talking about beginning to see the monsoonal flow. I don't know if that's true or not. I have to look at the area forecast discussion. I subscribe to the Boulder Weather Forecast Bureau. And two or three times a day they put out an area forecast discussion that talks about it. A lot of it. There's a common language weatherman section right at the top, a summary. And then it gets into the meat and potatoes of the science and the various technical numbers involved in terms of atmospheric characterizations, I guess is the way to put it. Wind shears and differences between the front and the back of fronts and if I knew more meteorology, I'd probably understand it, but I just get a general sense of how it's going to go. Coming up on a get ready, say it with me. Monk post. I don't know if I've remembered to do that every day. Smoke. I don't know if somebody's got a barbecue going, or I need to worry about a house fire. $126. Vigorous. I'm not really worried about a wildfire. Wildfires are in the mountains. Grass fires out in the plains. What I worry about is somebody in one of these houses that live cheek by jowl with dried lawns get a little carried away, and if that somebody could be me, because I do like to play with fire when I'm cooking. All right, what is this guy doing? We'll wait for him, and you could see that coming. He almost had to go that way because anything further up the street is a dead end, so I guess that took the worry out of being close there. Anyway, No Man's Sky. I haven't logged in 2 days. I got ships out. I got settlements that are wondering where the hell I've been, probably. The downside of working on a server is that the server keeps going even when you're not there, especially a public service server like No Man's Sky runs on a server. It just does. It doesn't run on my computer. When I play single player, it still runs on the server. I just don't let anybody else join me, and I don't see anybody else. I will occasionally see an artifact caused by somebody else. Like, I see who discovered what when. For rent. real estate for rent. I wonder if one of these houses is up for rent. Not that I really want to rent a house, to tell you the truth. Just interesting that some schmuck decided that charging people mortgage plus levels of rent is better than charging a reasonable amount to just sell the goddamn house. That's the problem with housing. The cost of housing is really unaffordable. And it isn't because there aren't enough houses. It's because the people who need them the most can't afford the ridiculous rates, the ridiculous costs that come with owning a house. I got mine just in the nick of time, I guess. 30 years ago. 33 years ago? Something like that. We still get real estate agents cold calling. Would you like to sell your house? No. Well, we make a really good offer. Well, do you have a house you can give me? No, you don't. That's why you're calling, trying to find a house that you can sell. By beating the bushes to find a homeowner who might be willing to part with it. Dude, my house is paid for. One of the smartest things I ever did. Possibly the only smart thing I ever did. Well, no. Taking a chance on Ishmael Wong. I need to get back to the golden age. Jesus, I thought that guy was going to pull out right in front of the car that was coming. The car turned down the street that he was pulling out of, so I was like, okay, fine. He was a lot more trusting of that blinker light than I was, but maybe he knows the guy. They both live in the same cul-de-sac, it's possible. I recognize my neighbors, sort of, but I don't know any of them. I'm going to trust that this guy's going to stop at the stop sign. Would you give me a chance to get out of his way? And it did. He did. More. All right, let's head up along the park. Wish I knew what those red seeded bushy things are. 'Tis the season for them. There's some sort of filler. Not exactly sure what kind. Oh, so am I still recording? I am. Okay. 20 minutes, my God. I'm not breaking any land speed records here. which is fine. The point is to get out and get the long muscles in my legs working, because when they do, they are hungry for the glucose in my blood and they take it and rebuild and do all the things that glucose is for. Vampires in my thighs. We're coming this way? Yes, we are. All right. Yield the sidewalk to two dogs and a lovely lady. Good morning. Haven't seen the lady in skirt today. I wonder if I'm too early. Or maybe she's just running a little late. Not particularly early. This is. Getting out around 7 is about the best I can do if I get up at 5. The problem is I spend too much time. Oh, there she is right there. Still wearing her cardigan. Wearing an ankle-length hippie skirt. She's way up the street, so I won't get a chance to do more than maybe wave. Yep, waved. She waved back. Hot damn. How cool is that? Anyway. I made it. Back gate. Tomorrow, another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.